An invasive beetle wiped out millions of trees in Michigan. Now researchers know a little bit more about how the emerald ash borer ate its way through the state. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The shiny green beetle is believed to have gotten into Michigan by catching a ride in wooden crating or pallets in cargo imported into the U.S. The ash borer killed tens of millions of ash trees in Michigan alone, and tens of millions more in the states and provinces around our region. Deb McCullough is a professor of forest entomology at Michigan State University. Deb, what have you figured out about when the ash borer first started attacking trees?
We were able to identify the year that the tree died. And so one of the cool things that we found is the emerald ash borer was killing trees in the Canton and sort of the area more or less along the I-275 corridor by about 1997 and 1998. And because those trees were had already been killed at that point, we know ash borer must have been there for at least a few years before that, because it takes anywhere from 4 to 5 to 6 years before a population gets high enough to kill trees.
Is this pretty typical for these kind of pests where they kind of fly under the radar and we don't know about them for years until they've already gotten a foothold?
You're absolutely right. We officially identified emerald ash borer in the summer of 2002, but we know it was killing trees by at least 1997. We know it was probably established by at least the early 1990s, and you'll hear people that work on invasive pests talk about the 10-year lag, and it almost seems like a rule of thumb. There's a very consistent pattern that these new organisms come into an area, they become established, nobody's aware of it, and they kind of simmer right below the surface. You know, they percolate along until something happens. Either could be a weather event that triggers their population to grow. It might be that they get to an area with a lot of their host trees. In this case, it would have been ash trees. Something happens and their population starts to grow much faster, and that's usually when we discover them.
I remember that you told me that about 2% of the cargo that comes into the U.S. is inspected for pests like these. Have we gotten any better at catching them before they get in?
Well, yes and no. I think the amount of cargo that comes in is probably closer to 1% at best. You know, our imports are increasing at roughly an exponential rate, and that doesn't slow any sign of tapering off. The problem is certainly well recognized, though, and especially when it comes to wood crating and wood pallet material. The federal government in the U.S. is aware of it, and some new regulations were implemented a few years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, that regulate how wood crating and wood pallets, that kind of material, has to be treated before it can be used in international trade. And it looks like those regulations are maybe 50% effective. They're certainly reducing the incidence of unwanted wood borers and other kinds of pests coming along with this wood material, but they haven't eliminated it. And you know, the U.S. can't go over, let's say, to a place like China where we import so much cargo and materials from China. We don't have a lot of authority in a place like China.
Deb McCullough is a professor of forest entomology at Michigan State University. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.